Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to the Crisp Sessions.
The Crisp Sessions.
With Jamie Hutchinson.
And me, Jamie Hutchinson. And him, Dead Man Tom. Not Gay Tom. Yeah. And all other aliases.
Yeah, yeah, loads of aliases. What are we doing, Jamie? Why are we here?
Why are we here? well, we had an episode of Dead Men Talking when Rob was in Australia, which I like to keep quiet about. And we discovered we had a lot of very similar interests.
Yeah.
Like, really bizarre.
Weird things. Squad numbers.
Yeah.
Well, the main one being crisps.
Yeah, we bonded over crisps. And I forgot to tell you a story about crisps.
Okay.
But we'll get into that a little bit later. And Chris was like the sort of the spine of our friendship, would you say?
And he's blossomed into this podcast about crisps.
Yeah, so, my girlfriend's getting annoyed how much I'll talk about you now.
About me?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I never talk about you.
Oh, it's a one-way relationship. Yeah.
I think about you a lot.
Yeah. I have to get my thoughts out there into the ether.
Yeah, yeah. So we did record another episode of this, which was supposed to be the first one. And then we were going to record a second one, but we accidentally did 10 pints.
We got smashed.
Yeah.
We got smashed, and then we went to town, watched me die on my ass, and then carried on drinking.
It was brilliant.
It was a good day. It was a very good day.
And then the next day, very hungover, I was like, I'll edit the first episode. And the audio was a bit shit. So it will be out, but later. We don't want that to be the first one. It'd be like a bonus episode.
Yeah, for all you absolute files, do you know what I mean? Who like to listen to it raw.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'd have to really like it. I think the audio will be all right, but just not
episode. It's like watching a work in progress show. People prefer the work in progress to see the cogs being worked out and stuff.
Yeah.
So there'll be some podcasts. Nonces that like the bad footage.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Not bad, but
like just... when porn stars release their first ever porn years after they've started.
Yeah, I mean amateur's better, innit?
Yeah,
porn
yeah, yeah.
wise.
Yeah, it's definitely better.
You don't need all that lighting, man. Give me a wonky tip, mate, and
that's why we're recording this next to a window.
So it's basically we talk about crisps as a mainstay. And we have a different subject matter each week that either myself or Tom are obsessed with.
Yeah, which is why it's called the Crisp Sessions, like obsession.
It took me a while to get as well.
It took me to literally explain you why it's good.
Yeah.
So what crisp have we got today?
Doritos, Chili Heat Wave.
Right.
I'd say this is in most people's top five.
Of crisps overall?
Yeah. I think people would opt for this.
When are you eating these crisps? What scenario?
Well, the thing is, if you think of Doritos Chili Heat Wave, what are you thinking about? I'm thinking, you know, if I was in Doritos market, have I told you about my marketing?
No.
I've not told you about my marketing?
I don't think so.
So I used to, before stand-up,
yeah.
I used to email businesses with advert ideas.
Okay. What, just off the cuff? Not like professionally, just like...
No, off the cuff. What I'll do is I'll send it you, and you can chop it in the episode, email conversation with Innocence Movies. And I sent them an audio of me singing the jingle.
Do you remember it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's catchy.
Okay.
I see kiwis are green, red strawberries too, blueberries are blue. For me and you, and I think to myself, that's some wonderful fruit. And then
blueberries are blue.
famously.
So insightful.
And
yeah.
So here's my old marketing strategy for Innocence Movies.
Yeah.
We have, do you remember VH1, Behind the Music?
Yeah, I remember it well, yeah.
Love it. Yeah. Like, documentary on a band, yeah. And it's like, yeah, and I fell out with the Stig, and, yeah, you know, whatever.
I had £1 billion of drugs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like that, but fruit-based, okay?
Right.
So...
Behind the Smoothie?
Behind... It's a fruit rock band.
Yeah.
Called Banana Drama. Right? John Lemon on vocals.
Right, first of all, Bananarama have to make a documentary called Banana Drama. Yeah, yeah. That's exactly, yeah, yeah.
John Lemon,
yeah.
Lead singer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I've got the description of all the characters in my email, Fred, yeah, with Anna from Innocent Smoothies. May she rest in peace. John Lemon's a fruit singer.
Yeah.
And we've got Morris the Mango on banjo.
Morris the Mango on banjo, yeah.
Dave Plums on drums.
Are they all rhyming based from now on?
No. And then the real Martin Kemp.
So is he the singer?
Martin Kemp's like the bassist because he played bass in Spandau Ballet.
Right.
But the thing is Martin Kemp is really professional and he's surrounded by these like rock star fruits. Because Innocent are trying to make fruit cool.
Right.
So Martin Kemp's like, guys, come on, we've got band practice.
Who cooler than Martin Kemp?
Well, that's what I mean. He's the leveller.
Oh, right. He's the everyman.
He's the straight man.
Yeah.
To them. Do you know what I mean?
Dave Plums on drums.
He's the yang to the yin, sort of thing. And it's like a behind... And each advert... I was like an interview with the lemon for one, and it advertised like the lemon zinger.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, the mango flavour gets advertised and the mango gets interviewed. And Martin Kemp's like, guys, come on.
We've got a song to write. We've got a gig.
And one of the other songs was, We made this smoothie. We made this smoothie with fresh fruit. The mango plays the banjo. Listen to the radio.
Why do you think Innocent didn't go for it?
I had a lengthy conversation with Innocent.
Really?
Yeah. They played it to their entire office.
Right.
And went... We really like your voice note and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I think by the tone of their emails, in hindsight, I think they think I'm disabled.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people think that. Are you not disabled? Yeah, they were definitely doing it to just make your day.
Yeah, yeah. And then they in their email response, they... put loads of fruit puns to me.
So okay.
We better be mangoing now.
Right. I reckon like they do that for every email.
Yeah, yeah. But
they're that type of a company. I think they have that written on the smoothies or stupid shitty jokes and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I did Muller Yogurts.
Right.
I got a letter back from them, which was a very professional no. Don't contact us again.
They were like, he's probably disabled, but he's clearly unhinged.
So, yogurt, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. What's a good market for yogurt? Kids' lunchboxes.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Muller's quite a grown-up yogurt, I'd say, though.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. So they need to diversify.
Right.
Broaden their demographic. So it's like the 4 to 6-year-old market. You're not going into high school.
Yeah.
My brand, Yogs. With a Z.
With a Z. Yeah, the coolest of all the letters.
Yeah, yeah. What was it? What was that one now? Yog yogs, yog yogs. Give your tummy and bones that extra smile. Yog yogs, yog yogs. Make your teeth as strong as a crocodile. Snap, snap. Yog yogs, yog yogs. A tasty treat for kids and even grown-ups too. Yog yogs, yog yogs. Pick your favourite colour, red, yellow or blue. Because they come in strawberry.
Yeah.
Banana and blueberry.
And blueberries are famously blue.
Famously blue.
Right, my first question is, these marketing emails, were you doing this because you thought it was funny, or you thought, this is a way to make some serious cash?
I love them calling me. I love them calling me.
Now you're going, ah, it was just a joke. But...
Yeah, no, but I was 19. I was older than 19.
You actually had a job at this point. You were looking for a way out.
I worked in the council. Because basically what sort of triggered me starting stand-up, I suppose, is I always wanted to do it. I always had it in me to do it. But when I got a job at a council doing an apprenticeship, and I had to write a newsletter each week to advertise events in Tameside, draw like Pilates for over 60s and all that kind of stuff. And it was really boring. So I just judged it up and made it funny. And it was getting really well received by these community groups and stuff. I went, I've got an eye for marketing.
That's kind of what your stand-up routine is now, isn't it, really? Just nice marketing routines for old people. If you're an old person and you like just nice comedy, come and see Jamie.
Yeah. I'm like, you little grandson.
Such a friendly style on stage.
I was always into marketing in general. I did a business A level, and I got 100% on a marketing essay. And this is one of like the best things I ever written in my life. So the question was, Coca-Cola too big to go under and stuff, and you got to like just do reasoning and why and stuff. And in my conclusion, I said, obviously in theory, no business is too big to go under, of course not, but in reality, you're like 99%, it's basically 100% Coca too big to go under because of, and I just explained their, in detail, their marketing strategy, which I won't get into now, but in detail, their marketing strategy, like the marketing's so strong, their advertising's so strong, the brand is so strong, they'll never go under. They're the real thing.
Well done, well done.
100%.
And your teacher is like, swat.
This guy.
Speaking of you starting stand-up and your marketing career, I found an email from you.
Oh, no, we saw this in the pub. And I said, don't read it out to me.
Right, so I tried to do a podcast about Would You Rather a long time ago. It's a good idea. Someone should do it. And you applied. We didn't know each other at the time. And your email went this way. Hi, Thomas. Now, to be fair, my email address starts with Thomas rather than Tom. But still, in the Facebook post reaching out, I was Tom. So it's already a great start.
Does that get you back up, stuff like that?
Brilliant. People call me Thomas. I think anyone who uses their full first name when they could shorten it is either a Tory or special needs.
Yeah, I don't like Jamie, really. Everyone calls me Hutchie, really.
Yeah, I suppose Jamie you could shorten to Jay, but Jamie's already kind of a shortened word. Like, a lot of people go from James to Jamie.
Yeah.
But like Thomas or David or Matthew.
My mate growing up, it was called Danny, but if you called him Danny in front of his mum, she'd fucking hit the roof.
Really?
Like, she went, his name's Daniel.
Yeah.
And the thing is, she went by Vicky.
Oh,
not Victoria.
Hypocrite.
That's what I mean.
Hypocrite-y Vicky.
Oh, like
that. Anyway, the email carries on.
Oh.
I would be interested in helping out with the panel show. I'm Manchester based and I'm free May 24th.
There's my two strong points. One, I'm based in Manchester. Two, I'm free.
Straight away, you've got me. You've piqued my interest. I've been doing stand-up for around 6 months.
Oh, baby.
You're very poor grammar, by the way. You should be putting full
commas.
Yeah. I've been doing stand-up for around 6 months. I've won Beat the Frog and come second at King Gong. How is this true?
Yeah.
It was true. Well done. Have open spots booked at both Comedy Store and Frog and Bucket. Yeah. Also done a bit of improv and acted Oh no, and attend ACT Up North. This is for audio listeners. Jamie is embarrassed. Any more details would be appreciated. Cheers, Jamie. See, I think it's a good email. I mean, I didn't email you back, but
it's just when you're 6 months in, and so winning Beat the Frog and King Kong, as a lot of these podcast listeners will know, the sort of root in stand-up, that's your ground zero, your base level. So you attach so much importance to it in your first year and stuff. In the long scheme of things, it doesn't really mean that much, but when you're a year in, that's your first aim, is to win these gong shows. So I'm like, oh, I've won one, I've finished second at another.
Yeah, you've got to put your big things at the top, like in a CV.
Oh, no.
Well, if it makes you feel better, it was shit.
Shit. The thing is, I'm more embarrassed by that than I am emailing Muller Yogurt. I got a fork off Pat Noodle.
Did you?
Yeah.
Like a metal fork?
Spinny one.
Did they not send you a Pat Noodle?
No, just for an idea he had.
Right.
I think they might do him now. Pot stops.
What, like little Pat Noodles?
No, like vending machines that make a Pat Noodle in train stations.
Oh, like a coffee machine would.
Or a Pat Noodle.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
And I was going to get, I think I said, get someone in Formula One. It's like, and it's like a pot stop. Pit stop.
I get it, yeah. Could get a snooker player as well if you wanted.
Oh, yeah.
There's also pots, a potola.
It's imagine Lewis Hamilton, it's a pick of a,
yeah.
Bit of a wrist roll pot noodles. To get Lewis Hamilton.
Lewis Hamilton's looking at all his offers. Well, I've got Rolex, Santander. But I'm really passionate about pot noodles. Multi-world champion. Lewis Hamilton.
So yeah, marketing. It's when, because we was getting on to why we'd like Doritos.
Oh yeah, Doritos. When are you eating them?
So I think Doritos. I think 14-year-old lad, yeah. I'm Sky One, I still watch wrestling, but don't tell me friends, I've just come twice. I'm having Doritos Chili Heat Wave on a skateboard.
Yeah, yeah, you want them after the wank, not before.
No, grave error.
I went on a stag do once, a few years ago, and I bought this Insanity hot sauce, and my plan was to put it in the stag's drink. But it broke in my bag, right? And so I was getting it out of my bag. It was in like a pocket, so it didn't get on all my clothes. But it was all over my hands. I was like, right, whatever you do, don't touch your eyes, don't touch your eyes, don't touch your eyes. And then I went for a piss. And oh my God, it was the most insane pain I've ever had in my life. And all weekend I was like, I'm going to go home to my girlfriend at the time. And I'm like, I'm going to explain why my dick and balls are really red when I've just been bedded off for a weekend.
Yeah. It was chili sauce.
Honestly, I had some hot sauce and it broke in my bag. So implausible.
I went for a Nando's once and got extra hot because, you know.
It
was
a big dog.
No, but there was girls there.
Is that how they decide, is it? They're like, right, who am I going to go with? I'm not going with him. He's lemon and herb. He's no man. Put it on the Tinder profile. I am looking for someone who likes extra hot food.
But I was like that, eh? Eh? Rachel?
Yeah.
Have you seen, what, the black bottle? Yeah. I don't know. Like water.
Yeah, probably if it's a drink.
Yeah, and then afterwards, because it was like a work lunch thing. We'd run like team of the month or something, so yeah. We got like a treat. And after, my contact lens fell out, and I just went, oh, fuck. I had a spare one in my drawer. I just didn't think and just put contact lens in with loads of hot sauce, hot pop peri peri and shit all over my eye. That was a grave error.
Yeah. I think, yeah. Maybe that should be the marketing strategy for Nando's. Just people with their eyes burning and going, imagine how good this tastes if this is what it's doing to their eyes.
I hate the new Nando's advert.
I don't even know what it is.
Oh, it's like street kids on the back of the bus and went, did you hear what happened to Ron last night? And it's like, and it's doing like, you know, lip sync of the people in Nando's while he's on the bus, and he's just like, he only got a medium. And someone just goes, do you do chicken nuggets? I went, ah, you waste man, you don't know Nando's. I was like, oh my God. You know what it reminds me of?
So it's people taking the piss out of people that don't know what Nando's is.
It's also
clear. It's not a good way to get new customers, is it?
It's also clearly written by someone white pretending to know how black teenagers speak.
Right, okay. Right.
And John, like the what it really reminds me of is when I was in high school, we had like Cambridge Footlights sort of. Like a
sketch group.
Like a posh drama thing, right, from Oxford came up to teach Shakespeare to inner city kids.
Yeah.
And it was all like, yo, Tybalt, man, do you have that Juliet's number? Whoa, Romeo, dude. She's like a Capulet and you're like a Montague, man.
That's like Bloods and Crips.
So embarrassing.
I'm texting you from the window, bro. We had one of them as well. I would eat Doritos, I reckon. I reckon they're a FIFA night kind of crisp.
Oh, 100%. They are group crisp.
They're a sharing crisp.
Yeah, the triangle shape always lends itself well to that.
To sharing?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose, yeah, there's less of it to grab, so you can both
grab.
Yeah,
and it's picky, it's got that Super Bowl feel, and I suppose that's where they made the name.
Yeah, it's an event, yeah. If you're having the lads around for sport, I'm getting some Doritos.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Say we watched a FA Cup final together or something.
Yeah. Is this a date?
I'm in Naples.
I've got plans as well.
Don't care, Sean. I'll cancel names. But if you went round, there's some crisps for sporting events, or say England are on or whatever, and you went, oh, come round ours, we're having a barbecue. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Imagine if you went round and, like, although they're great, someone just poured out Pom Bears.
I was about to say Pom Bears. You can't share Pom Bears. No. Pom Bears you got to buy and you got to eat them in secret because you look like a paedophile if you got Pom Bears.
Yeah.
And I don't want to look like a paedophile.
No. Hula hoops are also an individual crisp.
Yeah, I think because hula hoops have got that reputation of I'm going to wear them as a ring, I feel like they're a childish crisp.
That's why
I don't buy them, because I'll be tempted to go, I could just put one on as a ring.
Yeah, these are very clever. The Dorito.
The crisps are clever on the marketing strategy.
The Dorito itself, because it's not... we're growing into adulthood, but still got a fun side.
They're a party crisp.
You know what I mean? I'm on the property ladder, but can still get drunk.
Yeah, the Friday night... she's away. Get the lads around.
It's the ultimate she's away, Chris.
She's away. I'll do what I want. Yeah. Doritos. Yeah.
Don't tell the missus. Grab my Dorito.
I bet there's loads of divorced men, though, that a Friday night, they're like, I'll get some Doritos and I can do what I want. And then just sat crying into the Doritos on their own because all the mates have cancelled.
Oh, sad Dorito night on your own. Yeah. You got all the dips out, especially.
When you've bought two bags because you think everyone's coming round and they've all thought you are.
So they come with their own branded salsas and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you always have Doritos with salsa, or is it your go-to?
I like a salsa.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest, I will buy a salsa if people are coming round. If they're not coming round, I'll just have whatever dips are in.
Do you know what I like Doritos with? Microwave chili and rice.
With rice? So like nachos type deal.
Sort of like nachos, yeah.
Right.
But never the El Del Paso taco.
Right, okay, why not?
Because that is for homemade chili.
That's a very intimidating point. Because that is for homemade chili.
If I do a homemade chili, I'm going El Del Paso.
All right, yeah.
If I'm going microwave, good microwave, do you like Best of Co-op?
Yeah.
Do you like the Tesco's Finest and stuff?
Yeah.
I love a Dorito and rice.
All right.
So they're good for that. I like salsa also and sour cream and stuff. I also don't mind with a Doddy Toll is, do you know, the proper Christmas buffet, Thousand Island.
Oh, yeah. It usually comes in like a packet with breadsticks.
Yeah. I don't mind Doritos and them either.
The dips in them are always too small.
Yeah.
There's always not enough. So you got to just perch yourself next to the buffet, eat 40 breadsticks, and then blame it on someone
else. And do you know, we have the same thing where we feel sorry for menu items.
Yeah, we do.
I so feel sorry for some of them sauces, man.
This is something that we said off air.
That was it?
I think so, yeah. Basically, one of our obsessions is that we feel sorry for inanimate objects.
Yeah.
But sometimes not even inanimate objects, just sometimes conceptual things. Like, if we go to a restaurant, we'll order something just because we've not ordered it in a while.
And sometimes I just think, who's ordered the sea bass today? Do you know what I mean?
You're looking around going, yeah, there's no steak. This is veggies. These are all veggies. I'm having a steak.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to get the mushroom starter here.
Don't even like it.
Everyone's got goujons.
So you're walking to the toilet just before you've ordered, going, like, doing a tally of what everyone's got.
But I do get, like, I mean, and it's a big element of Dip Fest that we're going to get into. Should we get into it?
Let's get into Dip Fest.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So, a lot of people watching this will know what it is.
Yeah, because you've mentioned it on every single podcast.
Because I mention it all the time. Because it's, you know, it's a staple of my life.
Yeah, you see Jamie Hutchinson, you hear Dip Fest.
That's what I mean. So, just for those of you who don't know, if you're the Tom fans, so for you two, joking. I like getting loads of breaded products, frozen food stuff, your typical council tea stuff, you know the drill, and I have a ring of sauces. There are certain rules I live by. But I get quite a lot of messages about Dip Fest. Like, is this okay for Dip Fest? You do your Dip Fest however you want. I don't dictate these rules.
Yeah, you're not a fascist.
I brought it into the world. It's not like, say, you was going to play the Chambers Cup, then I'd have me rules. Right. You can't bend from the Chambers Cup.
But a Dip Fest is art, isn't it? It's got to be your individual style.
It is art. So,
it's so serious, though.
So you have four sauces on the outer rim and one in the middle. The one in the middle has to change each month. If you're having it, or whatever schedule you do it by, if you're having it weekly, then, you know, now you're speaking to 2015 me. And that's probably what fueled me emailing pot noodles and stuff.
I think maybe there's some other stuff fueling you at that point.
Because I'm a fucking litre into American mustard.
Surely it was having smoothies that fueled you into that. You're not going, American mustard. I've just had an idea for a smoothie advert.
But what is sauce if it's not the savoury smoother?
I think we've got to email someone else now.
Sauce.
The savoury smoothie. Would you like a smoothie? I'm more of a savoury man myself. Have you got any Coleman's?
Is that come with the meal deal? The Are the serious movies included? What, so you want a bottle of mayonnaise with your sandwich? Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Look, I'm a savory gentleman. None of that sweet muck for me.
I'm not a sweet eater.
Not a sweet eater.
And the four on the outer rim, I sometimes call five just because I've got 12-inch plates.
Should I say something else then? All right.
I have five slots. I've got a massive cock.
Go to McDonald's. Would you like barbecue or beer? I'll have them all because I've got a massive dick. Would you like any sauce or your nuggets? Oh, no, thank you. I've got a micro penis.
I can only have a dry nugget because... It's medical.
Yeah, I've got cancer. That might be a thing with cancer. I don't know. If you can have sauce or not, I've never had cancer.
If you are watching this and do have cancer, please stay away from sauces until we've concluded our research.
Yeah. Move on from the dip fest. Go to episode 2 if you've got cancer.
What?
Where we'll be talking about our other passion, chemotherapy.
What, Chris, have a chemo?
Oh, I mean, you want something, you want a treat. You feel quite sick, don't you, I hear, after chemo?
Plus, I stay away from things that might be offensive.
Right.
Like a French fry, because if a kid's lost all his weight and he's skinny and he's conscious how slim he is.
Yeah, you don't want like the healthy crisps, so you don't want the baked. You don't want that.
I'll live a little, come on.
I'm going for a snacker jack.
Walker's Bakes. You've got cancer. Go, Max, for fuck's sake. You've got 6 weeks.
Don't waste what little time you've got on Walker's Baked.
Are you really worried about your cholesterol? You've got 6 weeks left to live.
This was supposed to be a nice podcast.
And the four on the outer rim are five, big cock. I give a trial one to each time as well.
Right, yeah.
They're the general rules.
Right. I'll be honest, today's dip fest is just stuff that I had in my fridge.
Listen, that's how all good things start. That's how I started.
Yeah.
That's how I started, 2013.
I suppose sometimes accidents. Penicillin. That was an accident.
That was an accident.
Yeah. I accidentally invented Peronaise on toast once. Accident.
Plus, what I've made sometimes. Colour purple, I call it.
Are you about to say something racist?
I call them purple moments.
Right, okay.
It's at the end of Dip Fest. You sort of amalgamate into one.
Yeah.
Or sometimes your mustard goes into your tomato sauce, whatever. That's a tried and tested flavour combo.
Yeah.
Thank you, hot dogs.
They don't get enough thanks, do they? Hot dogs?
But sometimes, sauces that would never meet the Capulets and Montagues of the Otherworld shelf.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no. Like the John Lennon and Yoko.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, like a Malaysian chilli sauce with a best of British mustard.
This is the way you said that. The best of British mustard.
And sometimes I call them the colour purple.
Right.
What makes purple, blue and red?
I don't know. Blue and green. I don't know.
Whatever makes purple. Because they're like such strong, vibrant, masculine colours. I'm blue and I'm red.
Right, yeah.
But they mix.
And they become...
And have purple.
Yeah. It's quite an effeminate colour. I'll be honest, right?
And sometimes I call them purple moments just because I think, who invented paint?
Who invented paint?
Yeah.
I mean, Dulux?
Do you ever get these mad things? Yeah. I have these mad... At the moment, I'm on the Great Train Robbery.
Right.
Where I will see one article and I'll just like, that is me done for. I watched two documentaries and listening to a podcast about the Great Train Robbery from yesterday evening.
Okay.
And I always get these. And it will come in a future episode. I'll just touch on it briefly. Spectacles. Glasses.
What? You're into spectacles now?
No, but I just think I'm just obsessed with human intuition and innovation.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Hence me coming up with the Savior's movie. But the idea, a human came up with the idea to put glass on their eyes to make you see better.
Yeah.
Fascinates me.
Well, at first it was just, they just have one.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then someone invented bifocals and it was like, change the game, innit?
Yeah, Italian guy, Italian fella. And he's credited for modern glasses as we see today. There was earlier versions of it, but oh, I can't remember his name, but he's very Italian name. Sounds like a place in an Atalanta region.
Right, okay.
But I like the invent, like, how's the human mind come up with this? And I think, how's the human mind come up with purple as a concept?
Well, I mean, they probably saw something purple and said, that's purple.
I mean,
they didn't invent purple, though. It wasn't like purple didn't exist and then they made paint and then purple exists. There was things that were purple.
Yeah, but I had to recreate that because it's not a primary colour.
Right, I see.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And we have primary sources.
Yeah.
But who's ever gone into the secondary source?
Well, this is what we're
Am I one of the great scholars of our time?
Maybe. Maybe you're, what's the word, a visionary?
I'd love to work for Heinz, man. Fuck me.
What, just create sauces?
Oh, my God, I'd love to be a sauce taster.
If anybody works at Heinz and can get us a day tasting sauces...
Oh, my God.
That'd be good.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. What just want to taste the sauces or, like, invent new sauces?
Both.
Right.
Just let me, just give me free reign and a jingle.
A jingle? What's your jingle going to be?
I don't know. Something about the colour purple. I'd have a sauce called purple.
But nothing rhymes with purple, though.
I'd have a sauce called purple rain.
Is that just so you can use a slug?
Purple rain for chips.
Purple rain for
chips.
Chips. What do you think? Your jingle's got to go to Purple Rain, right? So, purple rain.
Dip a chip in my brain. It's insane.
Purple rain. I mean, I'd buy it.
Thank you.
I'd buy it.
So, yeah, that's where. You. I mean, you have some nightmares. You have some amazing nights. It's just I'm a gambler at heart, and it just brings that sort of jeopardy. And do you ever play Final Fantasy X?
No, I was always really annoyed by the absolute cheek of calling a game Final Fantasy Part 10. Oh, Final Fantasy X Part 2.
Yeah.
How final can you be?
But there's a character in it called Riku.
Right.
Riku. Fit as fuck.
Massive cock.
And her finishing power is called Mix.
Right.
So essentially, whatever items you have, you could mix fire powder with a potion. So it burns their opponent while it heals you.
Yeah.
Every combination is a different. And some are amazing. And some are like damp squibs. And I just love that dice roll in life, you know.
You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you never know.
Right. Shall we eat some crisps?
Can eat some crisps.
We're 38 minutes into this podcast about crisps. We're about to open some crisps.
Right.
Big bag Doritos. Mm. They do individual bags. I'm against them at heart.
It's a big bag crisp.
Yeah, you can't have a little bag of Doritos, I don't think.
So what else I think converse to that, the opposite of that, rolls me in time sensations.
Yeah.
Always big, but I love an individual.
Yeah, I see what you mean. There's some crisps that you can never imagine big, though. Like, I can't imagine a big bag like that of Skips.
No.
It's too many.
It's too many. It's volume. Because they're so light.
And they're not a good sharing crisp.
Not really good.
Where would you say would be the worst place to eat Doritos?
They are quite versatile, surprisingly. I mean, the opposite places to go is like where's a bad time for something, like funerals and stuff. But I think they'd do all right at a funeral. I think a wedding. I think they're more suited to a funeral than a wedding.
Yeah, I think at a wedding, I think that you get too much stuff on your hands and you're dressed in, I know you're dressed in a suit in a funeral, but in your wedding, you're in your all your best kit. You don't want to be hugging a bride after some Doritos.
No. Plus,
any bride who puts Doritos on at a funeral, at a wedding, has lost her mind.
Plus, it's slightly too infantile for a wedding.
Yeah, it's, like, it's not posh enough.
It's like, if I see Doritos at a wedding, I'm thinking 6 months.
So, you think that they're going to split up because they've chosen Doritos? See, I'd just be thinking, they could have pushed the boat out a bit.
No, I think, not because of the Doritos, but it's going to be, I left him in charge of the buffet and we got Doritos.
Yeah, it's a bit basic.
He don't know who I am as a person.
Yeah, he's not thinking about it enough. He's gone for the first one.
It's the first.
It's clearly him who's chosen the Doritos. These are a man crisp, I would say.
Yeah.
I think the groom has chosen him to impress his mates. And if he's done that at the wedding,
that's
where his priority is, isn't it?
It's not a reason why the wedding won't work. But to tell you what it is, it's in a wall, in a what are they called? What's the plural of dominoes?
Dominoes?
Right.
What's the plural of dominoes?
I mean the collective noun.
For dominoes?
Yeah, like a plethora of...
Oh, right. Like a group of dominoes?
Yeah.
Like a stack of dominoes?
Yeah.
You mean like when they line up and they...
Yeah. So, right. What's the collective noun for that?
Oh. I don't know. A standing of dominoes?
A standing of domini. It's not even a domino, but I'll tell you what it is. It is a light draft in the room of standing domino. Doritos at a wedding.
It's a subtle breeze.
Oh, it's.
It's not quite a warning, but there's a warning coming.
Yeah, it's a widow's whisper. It's a ghost thought.
A widow's whisper. So you don't have Doritos at your wedding, are you fucked? I am getting married this summer, and we are having a crisp wall. Wall of crisps. And,
well, they'd fit in there because it's within...
It's within keeping, a lot of crisps.
In keeping with a theme.
Yeah.
That's fine, absolutely fine. I just mean, if this is like...
If this is your only... If this is your...
Help yourself some crisp and that. Yeah. At a funeral, I think it's fine.
I think it's more suited to a funeral.
I think it's more suited to a funeral than a wedding.
Yeah.
There's no romance in a Dorito.
No. Yeah, if you're eating Doritos and you're with your missus... Probably not shagging tonight.
No, it's not a romantic. It's not. No. I'm gonna get her in the mood tonight.
No, it's a. Let's watch a film so we don't have to chat, and we'll put some crisps in the middle of us, that we're both sustained.
What's your seduction crisp?
A seduction crisp. Oh well,
it's an anniversary weekend. It's a special weekend. You've got the weekend off work. You're a nice night in. Don't worry, I'll get some bits.
I'll be honest. This is a tough question for me because my fiance, this is going to blow your fucking mind, does not like crisps.
Oh, she doesn't, no.
She doesn't like crisps at all. To her, Watsits and McCoys are the same and she doesn't like them, which to me is insane. So at first I was like, how can this ever work? We're too different. But it actually works perfectly because whenever I buy crisps, they're all my crisps. I don't have to think about any crisps for her. So my seductive crisps would be whatever I want.
Yeah.
Because she's not going to eat them.
Do you know what I have done in the past? Pringles are good for this.
Hang on, you're not going to do the old popcorn on your lap technique from like the 60s?
Pringles.
Well, you have a lot of sauces.
That'd be the snack size one. getting wanked off like that. Melted chocolate and Pringles.
All right, I'm not against that. I've once had sour cream and onion Pringles with strawberry ice cream, which basically happened because I couldn't decide which one I wanted more. So I thought, I'll try them both. But one of the best inventions I've ever done.
I've had Pringles with Madras.
Yeah, I mean, Pringles are basically... They're as close to a Papadom as you can get without being a Papadom.
Yeah. All right. Do you know what also I've had with Madras? Prawn crackers.
Yeah, I won't be against that.
Do you know what I've done before, takeaway-wise?
Okay.
Again, I see a dice. I have to roll it.
Yeah.
There's two big takeaway things that I'm... You know, master of my own destiny with.
Yeah.
One, I order Madras from the Indian. Yeah, naan bread, whatever.
Yeah.
And I get chippy chips with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, I would love to do that. The thing that puts me off doing it, it's not that they wouldn't taste good. It's the timing. I need everything to be hot. If one thing's not hot, I'm disappointed.
No, I'm good at timing it. I know the drill.
You know the waiting times for your local drill. Takeaways.
Yeah. Plus... Another thing I invented. No, we get all this on the streets, don't we? Do you have gravy or curry with your pie and chips?
It's always on the streets. You can't move from the street without someone going, "Oi, bruv, do you have gravy or do you have gravy or curry sauce on your pie?"
And many people, I think that is the subtle subtext of West Side Story. It's the gravies and the curries.
Okay. I mean, I can see your theory working.
Yeah.
See, I think arguments like gravy or curry it's too basic for me. They're both fine.
There's a solution.
Both?
No. Jump more than fine. You want to go higher than a four on your dice? Get pine chips separate. So you get more chips.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Muffin or...
Pie. Also, I don't want salt on my pie. And I want salt on my chips. I don't want any overhang.
You go to the shop.
Yeah.
You get Coleman's peppercorn sauce.
Right, yes, I'm in.
You make a peppercorn sauce for your pie and chips.
Oh, Jamie, you're a modern day genius.
Honest to God.
I honestly think we could start a cult with some of your ideas. I think we could get followers and make a commune.
Oh my God, I need to tell you this. So I went for a meal with my girlfriend last week, and I love peppercorn sauce.
Oh, peppercorn sauce is the best. I had some the other day. It's great.
So we're very indecisive people. And again, she's the same in terms of I don't want, you know, chicken dippers to be left out. So we go to this restaurant, really nice place. And so we start by telling the waitress, "You're going to think we're weird."
I mean, did you do this on your phone? Because if you do this in person, I don't think you need to say that.
So
when you're getting in and you're struggling to take your coat off.
Just that video of me at Blackpool.
Well,
I couldn't get my jumper on.
I did see a video of you doing that. Also, I have got a video of you trying to put a coat on and that I forgot to put on Twitter.
Oh, have you?
That we recorded the other night, and it is very funny.
Really? When?
When we're in Gulliver's. Yeah, I'd forgotten all about it.
So we go, we're ordering two starters each because we can't decide.
Yeah.
I get calamari and poached egg and mushrooms on toast.
Is it breakfast time?
No, it's afternoon, late afternoon.
Late afternoon. So it's like tea time?
Yeah, mushrooms on brioche and a poached egg.
Okay.
And calamari.
Right, yeah. I would say I would normally have the egg and mushroom for breakfast, but...
Yeah, it's a bit brunchy.
You do you. Yeah. You've already blown my mind with peppercorn sauce and pie. I'll take whatever it can give.
Hey, it's 1 p.m. somewhere.
It's 1 p.m. somewhere. Have a poached egg.
So we get them for my main. made a bit of an error. I had fish and chips, haddock and chips.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a fish and chips and restaurant guy.
The thing is, it was the same batter as the calamari. It's beer batter.
Right.
Bit sickly after a bit.
Yeah.
So, and I ask with my fish and chips for peppercorn sauce. And right. She looks at me like I'm disabled.
Yeah.
And I go, I just like peppercorn sauce.
I think I might clip up the line of you saying, and they looked at me like I was disabled, because I feel like that's going to come up a lot. How many times a day do you think that happens to you? Someone looks at you like you're disabled. I'll be honest, it's happening now.
It's quite often. So I'm like, oh, I don't like the, it's too sickly, the batter. So I scrape all the batter off. So I've just got a plate of fish crumbs.
Yeah.
Everywhere. All over the shop. And dipping peppercorn sauce with my chips going, oh, God. But I can't hide it. I'm like, oh. I have moments of peppercorn sauce.
Yeah.
Anyway, we get the bill, whatever, and they give us a moment to reflect. And... review.
Yeah.
So I start
the old reflect and review moment in a restaurant.
Before the coffee and cheese.
Yeah.
I start to write a review of the peppercorn sauce.
Right, yeah.
I just want to say thank you for the peppercorn sauce. The true elixir of life.
Wait, where were you writing this?
In an iPad.
Oh, right, yeah, I know. It's like, they do it at the Botanist, don't they?
Yeah, you can leave like a note. So I like this when we get off. You're not leaving a review for peppercorn sauce. I went, no, because they need to know. I went, the true elixir of life. And then I went in depth. I went, the consistency you got was just right.
Yeah.
It was reduced perfectly because I like a thicker peppercorn.
Yeah, you've got to have thick sauce.
I like a...
Nothing more disappointing than a thin
sauce. You have it thick. Just let it... If you're making it at home, low heat. Cannot stress that. The amount of people who boil the peppercorn sauce... You caress, do not fuck.
Are you all right?
And you stir in while it thickens.
Yeah.
Once it thickens, let it breathe. Shh. Don't even look at it. Just trust it. So I just go, just want to thank you for the true elixir of life.
Yeah.
And I said, it was like drinking? The wrong verb.
You really fucking like that?
No, because they serve it on a neck, I dip it, and then
You've got to have a bit of the, have a sneaky bit at the end, don't you?
And the girlfriend robbed the iPad off me and finished this off. I wanted to say it was like drinking the joyful tears of a unicorn. She, before I pressed submit, I said,
"Pepper unicorn sauce."
Yeah, just said, "Do you think that's all right?" So give it to check, check my spelling.
She's gone, right, see me at the end.
She removed unicorn. She put, it was like drinking the joyful tears of a dying child.
The joyful tears
of a dying child.
Oh, the amount of dying children. I'm just so happy I could cry. Was that a better description, do you think, or was it?
It was amazing sauce, man.
Yeah,
I love sauce.
Yeah, peppercorn sauce is the best. I can't believe I've never even thought about having it with anything but steak, but now I'm just gonna have it with everything.
Listen, have it with anything. Don't restrict yourself. This is the thing, yeah, with fucking TV and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I'm being controlled by the media with my sauce choices.
Like, it's like, you mint sauce with lamb. Oh, you mint sauce with lamb. Cranberry on Christmas. Listen, relax. You're only having that because you've been told it.
I am relaxed with sauces, but I've just never considered that. I think we might have mentioned this before. My favourite crisp butty sauce is tartar sauce.
Yeah.
On a cheese and onion crisp butty. It's fantastic.
Perfect.
It's brilliant.
Do you know what I mean? I just hate this notion that I can only have mustard with ham.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You're put in a box.
Listen, let these sauces breathe, man.
So, yeah, we need to be more multicultural with our sauces, I think.
That's what I mean.
Sauce and let sauce, that's what
so
I say.
So it's like Joel Linton dropping back into midfield.
It's exactly like
Look
that.
At him breathe.
Yeah, yeah. No one expected it. It's Ashley Young playing left back.
Come on.
No one expected it.
Come on.
But sometimes it works.
Sometimes it works.
Sometimes it doesn't. Don't put David James up front. But
listen, I like the gamble. I like a gamble, but that's mental. That's...
Yeah, but sometimes it's not going to pay. You've got to appreciate that sometimes you're going to put a sauce with something thinking, this might fail.
This might fail.
Be a David James up front.
This is what is life without failures.
Yeah,
you can only succeed if you failed in the past.
Yeah. And with that, maybe that's the end of the episode. What a notion to go off.
So where would you have Doritos? What marketing what advert ideas have you got in the past?
Yeah. Are you asking me or are you asking the fans?
The audience.
You're asking them? Yeah.
Right. Have you ever emailed a company out of the blue with an idea? I think very few have done that. I think I might be on my own on that one. But I'll dig out the jingle for you and we'll try and shop it in.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
What other crisps do you want us to eat and talk about? What other things? We didn't really do an obsession today. Today's obsession with sauces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just the versatile nature of them, you know. Speaking of dice rolling, we need to cover on a future episode my Olympics.
I thought you were going to say your addiction to gambling.
Man, that.
And that's been covered extensively.
Both obsessions.
Yeah. If you like this, we'll do more. We'll do some more. And then if you really like them, we'll do even more than that. But I think the plan is to do 8 of these. And then if there's enough people who like it, we'll carry on. If you all hate it, we'll carry on anyway.
Gambling.
We're gambling.
We're gambling. We are the condiment boys.
We're the sauce sisters.
Hey, sauce sister.
Let's have a game of Twister.
Hey, sauce sister. That's the name of the episode, Hey, Sauce Sister.
Yeah, yeah. So, all you other sauce sisters, you know, take a risk.
Come on. Montagues and Capulets.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.